and what existed there Sunday mornings in the aftermath of classes in there. If there's anything going forward, tables and chairs might be in different locations. Please just let us know if you're missing stuff, and we will try and get that back to you. The nursery is still looking for a few volunteers to help with the rotation during church on Sunday. So if you'd like to help out in the nursery during church, that would be a great help. We are losing a few students to graduation this year, going off to college next year. So we'll be losing a few kids in that rotation. So just to help out those kids that are still left, if you want to talk to Teresa or I, we can get you on that rotation. The summer kickoff / fives night party tonight for youth group will start at 6. We'll be having a little campfire and s'mores, as well as burgers and hot dogs and some snacks with that. So if you are a just graduated sixth grader through just graduated senior this year, feel free to join us at youth group tonight. Bring your friends. We'll have food. We'll have games, and we'll have some campfire and s'mores with that. So it'll be a lot of fun kicking off the summer at youth group. We also are looking for some help in the kitchen for fellowship time. So if you're interested in helping bring cookies or cake or bars or anything along those lines, or helping serve during fellowship time, talk to Heidi or the Women's Outreach Committee for information on that. This week is our VBS. It is Zoomerang, which is an Australian game show, Outback, everything Australia theme. You can see the game show set up behind me, mostly set up. We've still been working on it, but there are registration forms available in the foyer if you've not yet set up or not yet signed up. We will also have registrations available Tuesday morning as VBS starts. That'll be Tuesday through Thursday. If you are a volunteer and want to set up your space, you can set up your space sometime this afternoon or sometime on Monday. Kelly and I should be here most of those times to help you with whatever you need for that. That is VBS. We have elders meetings are 2 weeks from now. So are there any other announcements this morning? All right. The call to worship is Proverbs chapter 14, verse 34. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people.
And we welcome you to our worship service, especially on this Memorial Weekend and the different celebrations that will be taking place tomorrow, the different remembrances. So if you'll stand with me, please, we're going to sing number 572, America the Beautiful, number 572, or it'll be up on the screen.
Beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains' majesty above the fruited plains. America, America, God fed his grace on thee. Crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Oh, beautiful for pilgrims' feet whose stern impassioned stress a thoroughfare for freedom beat across the wilderness. America, America, God shed every soul. Confirm thy soul in self-control, thy liberty in law. Oh, beautiful, for heroes proved in liberating strife, who more than self their country loved, and mercy more than life. America, America, may God thy gold refund. May all success be nobleness, and every gain divine. Oh, beautiful, that sees beyond the years, thine alabaster cities gleam undimmed by human tears. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood. See to shining sea.
You'll take a moment to greet one another and let each other know you're glad that they're here this morning. At this time of year, especially out at Sunshine, the CEF comes, Child Evangelism Fellowship of South Dakota comes and has their week-long camp, and we are always privileged to have Glenda. I don't see Glenn today.
He's at a wedding.
Oh, well, he will eventually be back this week, right?
He's coming back.
Okay, I figured he gets the Lord willing. But we have Glenda Palmquist with us, and she is a part of the organization that we support, Child Evangelism Fellowship, and we've asked her to come give a little report. And so, Glenda, if you would come forward and give us an update of what's going on in the state of South Dakota.
Well, thank you for letting me come and share. We do enjoy coming to church here when we're in the area for summer. Normally, like you said, Glenn's here, but there was a family wedding out at Custer, and I just didn't get to tag along because I needed to set up for training. Also want to thank you just for your prayers and support for the ministry. You know, your partnership throughout the many years that you've been supporting us have helped reach so many boys and girls for Christ, and they're truly innumerable because, I mean, it would be hard to see how many children over the years we've reached. Just in the last year we reached over 4,000 children in South Dakota. And the year before that, even with COVID, it was over 3,000. So God still works even amongst restrictions and shutdowns. And actually, he moved forward in ways that we would have never gathered because headquarters put out videos and online resources. And in countries that were closed to the gospel, to having their children reached, were using those videos in their Sunday schools. So even with the restrictions, God was able to open up many doors for children to hear the gospel. And not only children, adults who sit in and listen to them too. But there is exciting news in South Dakota. For many years, we have not had that many local directors. Our Great Plains chapter didn't have a director for many years. Our Black Hills chapter had a part-time director. Sioux Falls chapter had been closed and no director there when our director from Sioux Falls moved to the Mitchell area because he wanted to be back home with his family in Freeman. So he just took a different position there. I'm happy to say our Sioux Falls chapter is open. It has a committee, so we could open the chapter. We had a full committee. We have a summer, we had a ministry coordinator there. We are looking for a full-time director. We actually have somebody interested in that position. And even though we didn't have a director in Sioux Falls or a chapter, ministry still happened. We had five-day clubs and good news clubs down there. The state just got to take care of all that. And now we actually have somebody there to run that ministry. Great Plains, we just hired a director this spring. Her name's Sakura Egana, and she was a summer coordinator last year or the year before, for two years in a row, and she's taken on that position of that. And in the Black Hills, our director out there, Jerry Davis, our part-time one, not Jerry Davis, Jerry Dayton, he left, and he wanted to take off and go. His wife's from London, so they wanted to go back to London, and we actually hired somebody for that position. So in a time that I've been in South Dakota working at CEF, I'm not sure we've had a director in every area. And so it's so happy to see that what God is doing in this ministry. As Jim said, that we are going to be out at Sunshine Bible. We're going to be training 32 summer missionaries from every part of the state. All our chapters are sending missionaries. We're very excited. We have a lot of new kids coming, ones that have grown up maybe through camp ministry or their friends are dragging them along. And so just be in prayer that God will work in their lives. We do spend about 25 hours of classroom time, practice time, study time, guided practice, but we also spend about 18 hours of discipleship time in those kids' lives. And I've always said that if they grow in Christ and never learn to teach a lesson properly, I'd rather them grow in Christ. Although we want them to teach lessons, I'd rather them have a relationship with Christ that is blossoming and growing. After we're done training, the kids will immediately start teaching five-day clubs on Monday morning, June 6th, so they don't even have any downtime. We are going to have clubs in Madison, Ortley, Columbia, Scotland, Huron, Bridgewater, Platt, Stickney, Aberdeen throughout the summer, and it's just so fun to be able to be a part of that. The kids love Camp Good News. The kids that are trained, they live for Camp Good News. A lot of them come through Camp Good News, and they want to be the counselors. Well, they have to go through our training and teach five-day clubs to get to camp. But a lot of that's where you can really impact children's lives. We have two camps, one in Aberdeen. That's about 60, 65 kids, and then we have one in Platt at New Hope, and there's probably about 25, 30 campers there. And we do have a director in Lewis and Clark chapter, so we're very excited about what's going on. Prayer is one goal that is one of our main goals, our strategic goals for the year, and we'd love to establish prayer groups throughout South Dakota, specifically praying for the needs of the children in the ministry. One specific prayer request is Luke 10:2, and it says, "And he said to them, 'The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest.'" So at 10:02 each morning or at night, you can pray this prayer and pray for workers for CF of South Dakota. Pray for the over 115,000 children in South Dakota, that God would open up their hearts to the teaching of God's word. Pray for the staff this week and all summer as we minister to the boys and girls, minister the teens, we minister the boys and girls during the school year. And just be in prayer as we establish church partnerships, churches like you that come alongside us and help us in the ministry. We who are believers are the link to the children. Will you pray and ask God how you can help reach them? Thank you.
It is a timely reminder, as we have VBS this week, that the opportunity to invest in the lives of children and students across our state. We thank you, Glenda, for your labor, and grateful that how God has opened doors for CEF, especially with some of those significant positions. This is the opportunity we have for bringing our prayer requests before the congregation. Just a couple of things. As we continue to pray for Nathan Bonebright, he has eye surgery coming up June 2nd. And I know in talking with Brian and reading the reports from Deb, some of the issues, he probably will not get full sight back. We can pray that God is a God of healing and he can bring full sight, but definitely the surgery should help with providing more sight than he has now out of that eye. Again, with the reminder of the decorations around VBS, but Leah Fanning gave me a request for Chris's brother, Joe. He has been diagnosed with stage 4 lymphoma and will be getting chemotherapy about 2 times a week. So if you remember Joe throughout the coming months, we pray for God's healing in his life. Are there other requests or praises? June. So the request from June is for Jim Johnson. He has fluid on the lungs, and he's in the hospital in Sioux Falls?
Yes.
Okay. Other requests or praises? Yeah, Val. Is the request for Jill or for
Jill?
Okay. I got lost in the... No, so Joyce Meyer's daughter, Jill, has had her 4th brain surgery in Sioux Falls and will be praying for healing and ongoing God's touch in her life. Any other requests?
Praise the Lord for that
rain. Yes, definitely for the rain we've gotten, minus the significant size of hail that showed up around Sioux Falls. Terry.
I'm still in the back of the shoes. You have an appointment for the specialist in Sioux Falls. We're not going to be made.
Oh. So Terry's request is continuing as he has had back issues. He sees a specialist June 8th in Sioux Falls. So we will pray for travels as well as wisdom for the doctors there. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come for this morning and looking on our calendar, it is Memorial Weekend, and it is a time of remembering first and foremost those that have given the ultimate sacrifice for our country, for our freedoms. But we also take time to think of those that have gone before us. In this past year, we have been reminded over and over again of life is short, and yet you are in control. Father, thankful that we can have the full knowledge that our eternity can be secure in Christ. And so, Father, as we and many other families spend time out in cemeteries and decorating graves and remembering, that is that reminder from the book of Hebrews that we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. But also that reminder is we're not just to look back, but to press forward. And we thank you for ministries that you've raised up among us and that we can come alongside of and support that reach out with the gospel of Christ. We pray for VBS this week, for each one that will be helping, that you would give wisdom in teaching and connecting with our students of our community, that you would be working in the hearts of those students to hear the gospel, to be challenged through the fun of VBS and all the different components. We pray that it would bring honor and glory to you, that you give us wisdom and help us as always have the little challenges throughout the week. Help us to have wisdom to be able to work through those. We pray for the weather, that it would be such that we can do both outdoor and indoor activities. We thank you so much for the way you've raised up this ministry. We also pray for CEF and the reminder and challenge to pray, for you are working far beyond just our borders. And we thank you that we can partner together with ministries that bring the gospel to each corner of our state, but also we have the opportunity of partnering with ministries that take the gospel to every corner of the world. We think of the Persons and their ministry in the Philippines, continue to ask for safety and raising up money for their camp. And we're just reminded again and again of how impactful camp ministry is, both in our area but around the world. Father, we pray for the physical needs of our church and our community. We pray for Joe Fanning, that you would place your healing hand upon him, that you would help him in for strength, for endurance, as well as the miles that they will put on the car and travel. That it is our desire and to see your hand at work and to heal him. Father, you choose the way you we leave the way you heal in your hands. Father, we lift up Jim Johnson to you for the fluid on his lungs. We lift up Jill Wyant and her ongoing battle and the surgeries that she has endured, that you would heal and help them through this time. Pray for Terry, that you would provide answers, relief from the discomfort in his back, and to be able to regain motion and to be able to live pain-free. We understand how frail and fragile our bodies can be. And you, as the great physician, have fearfully and wonderfully made us. You know us inside and out, and you, in your good pleasure, choose to heal and choose to either use a direct and divine intervention or use the medical teams and medical knowledge. We do thank you for those that serve us through the medical profession. We thank you for the tireless work they do and the opportunities we have when we are reminded of our frailty, how strong you are, and how we have been made for eternity, but not in these bodies. Help us to always be looking for opportunities to share about the hope that we have in Christ, even in the midst of great tragedy. We think of the issues and situation that happened in Texas, down in Uvalde. There are no words to describe the grief, the anger. Father, we ask, because it's the only thing we can do, that you would use your church to speak into those lives. Father, we look around the world and still cannot imagine what's going on in Ukraine. And Father, we pray for the peace of our world, knowing ultimately it is through the bending of our knee to Christ. However we debate the issues in our culture and in our world, it really is a sin problem. And the human heart is desperately wicked. Thank you that you sent your Son, that he knows our griefs, he's carried our sorrows. He was stricken and smitten, despised by us. And yet you have elevated him to your right hand. Father, that's who we draw our hope from, is that Jesus Christ is in control. That even when the world is spinning out, as Jesus told his disciples and us, in this world we will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Help us to hold on to that promise, as we go through this life, as we go through this week. We thank you for the blessings you give us, for the rain, for the moisture that we have needed, but also for the hardships. It is hard to be thankful in all things, in all circumstances, but our thanksgiving is because you're in control, not because of the hardships. Help us to have that perspective, as James tells us, to count it all joy when we face various trials, not because we enjoy going through them, but because you are walking with us through them as well. Father, we thank you for the opportunity of giving back to you, for the gifts and blessings that you've placed in our life, for the financial means to, and we understand in these hard times how much of a struggle it can be to look at the gifts that we give back to you. It is an act of trust that you will provide for us. And so, Father, we ask that you would bless these offerings and gifts and tithes from your people, and as you use it for your honor and glory in our church and our community and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning again, and welcome. We're glad you've chosen to be here, join us today. I see a few new faces that aren't here on the regular, and I'd like to welcome you as well. Glad you're here. Invite you to stand and worship with us here for a few minutes this morning.
Love the Lord your God with all your heart. I will serve the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, and with all my strength. I will serve the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, and with all my strength. With all my heart, with all my soul, with all my I will serve the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, and with all my strength.
Does clip right along. We haven't done it in quite a while, but we'll slow down just a touch for the next couple here. And it's the day to drop things.
Father everlasting, the all-creating one, God Almighty, through your Holy Spirit, conceiving Christ the Son, Jesus our Savior. I believe in God our Father, I believe in Christ the Son, I believe in the Holy Spirit, our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again, for I believe in the name of Jesus. Judge and our defender, suffered and crucified, forgiveness is in you. Descended into darkness, you rose in glorious life, forever seated high. I believe in God our Father, I believe in Christ the I believe in the Holy Spirit, our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again, for I believe in the name of Jesus. I believe in you. I communion and in your holy church. I believe in the resurrection when Jesus comes again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. For I believe in the name of Jesus. For I believe in the name of Jesus.
Do we really believe in what we're singing? Do we mean these things? You know, a lot of our worship is meant to come from our heart and to bring us to a place closer. Where's the word I'm looking for? But to bring ourselves to be closer with the Spirit of God, I guess I'll put it that way, and prepare ourselves for the message and the things that he has to lay on our hearts for the day or for the time, or maybe to speak to us through things that we've been going through. But as I was thinking past them through those two songs that we just sang, you know, it's a statement of, well, the first one is, I will, and the second song is, I believe. So let's sing. You can have a seat for this last song before I forget. But let's sing about the greatness of our God.
How great is our God.
Father, we do thank you so much for being such a great and awesome God. We thank you for the privilege we have to worship you. Thank you for the country that we live in and the freedom that we have to gather together this morning in your name, to sing your praises, to study your word. We know that that's not the case everywhere in the world. We just pray that you'd be with our time now as we look into your word. We thank you for its truth and its relevance to our lives. We pray that we would be attentive to what you'd have us to receive this morning. And we just thank you for the hope that we have in you. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, good morning. I invite you to open your Bible to Romans chapter 8. We are continuing our study through the book of Romans, and this morning we'll be looking at verses 18 through 25 with a little jump back into the end of 17 to get started. So Romans chapter 8, I'm going to read 18 through